Hello. Welcome. Curve sketching day one. Okay, please don't remember that your worksheets are due tomorrow.
Don't forget.
As you leave today, please make sure you get a copy of this worksheet. I'll have it on my desk and I'll try to remember to hand it out today too. The first homework assignment is out of the book. The next four are all contained on this one worksheet. We are going to curve sketch today. Oops. We're going to curve sketch by using derivatives, not by plotting points. Did you guys do this last year?
Yeah.
I know some classes did. 4A, did you curve sketch last year?
No.
Okay. I start this all over presuming no one knows how to do this. Okay. All right. Take the function y equals x cubed minus 3x squared minus 9x plus 12. Can you write that down? Thank you. Find the first derivative and put its zeros on a number line. Don't do anything else. Just find the first derivative, find the zeros, put them on a number line. Finding the first derivative is easy, right? Finding the zeros is easy. All right. Once you get that done, don't do anything other than that. Find the second derivative and put its zeros on the number on a separate number line. Pardon me? Yeah. Notice I'm not doing anything else. Those of you who have done this before, notice I'm not testing anything yet. I'm just putting the values on a number line. While you do that, is anyone having problems finding this stuff? Everyone's so quiet today. It's a blah day. Everyone okay on those zeros? A zero means what makes it equal to zero? A root, same thing. Okay, I'm going to look at the original function. X cubed, what was it? Minus 3x squared. Minus 9x plus minus 9x or yeah, minus 9x plus 12. Oh, and there it is. There's my graph. And I'm gonna zoom out a little. I'm gonna change my window. Change my window to from negative 8 to positive 8. And I know that it's not symmetric, but I'm doing that so I can see things a little better. Does anyone notice anything about the first derivative, the zeros on the number line, and my graph itself? First derivative shows where my graph is minimizing at 3 and maximizing at negative 1. what they're called, turning points, sometimes they're called critical points. You are finding where the graph, let's think about this. A zero means that this equation is being set equal to, guess what, zero. So these are the points where the slope equals zero. If I put a number above 3 into my derivative, such as 7, put 7 into here, just tell me, is the number positive or negative? So, positive. So if I put that number in, what does it say my slope should be after 3? And what does that mean if a slope is 3? Or a slope is positive, what does that mean? Graph is rising, it should be going up. Between negative 1 and 3, pick a number, any number, plug it in. What kind of number are you getting here? Negative. Now think about that. That must mean my slope is negative between negative 1 and 3, and my graph is falling from negative 1 to 3. That makes sense. Pick a number below negative 1, such as negative 2, positive, which means my graph must be rising until it gets to negative 1, falling between negative 1 and 3, and rising afterward. I'm looking at the slopes. Now, what I want to do next is change my window to between negative 1, and I want to see if this actually shows up. Okay, this is very exaggerated, but I did it for a reason. My second point is x equals 1, the zero of the second derivative. You ever been on a roller coaster? I love roller coasters. I went on a stand-up one this summer. Oh, it was so awesome. Whenever you're going on a roller coaster, and let's just even talk about the very basic from top to bottom, you're sitting in the car up here. What has to happen to the track somewhere in the middle so you don't hit the ground and not feel so good?
The slope has to decrease.
Yeah, don't you have to at some point go from the point where you're sitting here, and that's that feeling where you're like, you know, this is where the feeling's like, this is horrible, to that point right there where the concavity changes. You ever discuss concavity in physics, concave down and concave up? Right at this point here, if you think about it, this graph looks kind of like a little mountain. It's got a little bump out to it. Until you get to the point x equals 1, and then notice it begins to valley. Otherwise, if this didn't change here, you'd go right down. And we know in roller coasters that you'd have a broken leg, a broken arm, a broken head. You'd not feel so good if the concavity didn't change right there in the middle. With most curves, not all of them, but with most curves, especially very traditional polynomial curves, you're going to have what's called an inflection point. And that inflection point is going to be where concavity changes. So on this nice little exaggerated graph, we've been able to see all of these things happening. Oh, but I'm a little confused then again. I guess I know that negative 8. I guess I know that my maximum happened when x equals negative 1, but how do I find where the y value equals? To what? Oh, because what does the original equation always tell us? The actual points, what y actually equals. What I'm trying to get you to realize is there are three different types of information you can get right here. From the original graph, you can get point information. From the first derivative, you can get slope information. And from the second derivative, you can get concavity information. First derivative tells you about points, every point on the graph. Second derivative tells you about slopes. Every slope on the graph. First equation tells you about the point, every point on the graph. Second equation tells you about the slope, every slope on the graph. Third equation tells you about concavity, all the concavity on the graph. Now let's think about what we might assume the concavity is. One was where the concavity changed. Pick a number to the right of one. And two. Plug two into this. What kind of?
Positive.
Positive? Think of positive as being like a happy face because it's concave up. Isn't that a nice little way to remember it? If you pick a number below one, such as zero, plug it in, what kind of number do you get?
Negative.
I'm feeling very negative. I'm sad. Concave down. Seems silly, but it is an easy way to remember it. Let's go back. Okay, so first derivative gives you slope. Logic says that if the slope is positive, if the first derivative is positive, the slope is positive, the graph rises. If the first derivative is negative, the slope is negative, the graph is falling. And if the first derivative is zero, the slope is zero, the graph is going to hit a peak or a valley. How can you tell whether it's a peak or a valley?
Second derivative is positive or negative.
You can do it that way.
Or it's
a actually, not always. Not always. The way you want to look really is the slope around it, because there are some graphs that look like giant letter W's. So what happens, they're very funky looking, but they come down like this.
Actual values and stuff
like that? No, I have to find it in my notes. It was an x to the fourth, I think. It was an x to the fourth, and what happened is it was concave down, which suggests to you that it should be a peak, but it's not. It's a valley. Look at your slopes around it. If the slope is positive, then negative. That means rising, then falling. It must be a peak. If the slope is falling, then rising. It must be a valley. Second derivative is curvature or concavity, as we saw on the graph. If it's positive, it's happy, concave up. If it's negative, it's sad, concave down. And if it equals zero, we call that an inflection point. An inflection point is where the concavity changes. Now, you can have things that look like inflection points but actually aren't. They'll be zeros, but it'll be positive, positive, or negative, negative. You can have numbers that look like maxes or mins, but they don't change around it. That's why we always just test numbers. A critical point, some vocabulary for an AP type problem. A critical point is where the first derivative is either zero or does not exist. How could a first derivative not exist? That's it. We know, this one, obviously, this is a polynomial. You're not going to get a denominator not equaling zero, but you could have some fractions. You can graph functions by using curvature and use, rational roots where you found x asymptotes, y asymptotes, and plotted all sorts of points. You can use first and second derivatives. An absolute maximum or an absolute minimum, don't worry about writing down this definition, just understand it. That means that f of some number c is going to be greater than all f of x's in the domain. An absolute max just means the absolutely highest point on the entire graph. The absolute min is the lowest point on the other on the entire graph, some number c, where f of c is less than every other f of x. A relative max or min is a max or min within a certain area. That is like our graph that we just looked at. Pardon me? Yeah, like we would call 3, negative 15 a relative min because it's not the minimum of the whole graph. The graph keeps going down over here. But in this area of interest, it's called a relative min. This is called a relative max.
Is it also when, like, if it's on between the points like x equals 7 and negative 7, the end points are also normally a relative max?
They could be. It depends where you truncate it. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And that's a good AP point because you have to check endpoints when you're looking for relative max and relative mins. Sure. Let's say I was stopping from here to here. My relative max would be here and my relative min would be here. But if I expanded over here, let's say my relative max is going to be somewhere up here where 6 ends, and my relative min is going to be somewhere down here where negative 4 ends. Yes. Or, I'm sorry, absolute. I think that said, it's going to be the absolute if you're looking at the endpoint. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, cool. That's strange. Didn't mean to do that. But that's kind of fun. Okay. So let's try this problem by graphing. This is the day you need hot chocolate. A movie when you go home. What?
I'm still so hot today.
Oh, I know. Well, we don't want hot chocolate for you now. Okay. What's f of x the same thing as?
Y,
thank you. Don't ever lose track of that. Okay, so first derivative. What is the first derivative? Equals 2x minus 2. And what is its 0?
1.
And you can either stop and evaluate here, which might not be a bad idea, so you get a visual picture of what's going on. Tell me about to the right of 1. Tell me about the slope when x is equal to 2 or x is equal to 3. What kind of number do you get?
Positive.
What kind of, what about when you're to the left?
Negative.
So that's the slope. So I tend to write either an arrow going down and an arrow going up, or sometimes I'll write F and R, F for falling, R for rising. I don't care whatever you write. Yeah. As long as you write something that lets you know what the graph should be doing.
Minus plus
is fine. As long as you can read that and recognize it, because as we get to more elaborate problems, you want to be able to almost correlate everything that's going on in one shot. What you're going to see with AP problems is they don't give you the function. They give you all the other information, and you have to take that other information and go back and find the function value.
Could, like, integrate first, or?
No, you do it without integrating because you're not given the function. You're given this kind of stuff. Yeah. Okay, now let me ask you a question. Is x equals 1 a max or a min? How come it's a minimum? It's falling, then rising, so it's got to be a minimum. Good. I'm falling on the roller coaster, then I'm rising. That means I'm at the bottom of the roller coaster. Hopefully it's concave up. Not. There are those few situations. Where is that point x equals 1? Where would I put it? How are you finding negative 1? Good. Don't ever forget that. The original function gives you all the point information you need. The first derivative gives you all the slope information you need. All right, second derivative. What's the second derivative? Oh, x equals 2. What is a 0 of 2? Oh, 2 doesn't have a 0, right? Oh, which means this is always positive, always happy, always concave up. I know it has the point 1, negative 1. Can you give me some intercepts? Where does it? And? 0, 0, and 2, 0, going to the original function, set it equal to 0. That gives me a few intercepts. With a graph this simple, where you have one point on it, find me maybe some intercepts, just so you go through and are as accurate as possible. Falling, then rising, concave up. Not so bad, right? Maybe, maybe not. See a few little sour faces out there. Happy. Okay. Yes, you may have another. I know that's what you want. Try that one. Remind me to turn this back on when we're going to